Proclamation number 7903 of 28th of May, 1961. Priesthood. The right disciples. I once sent my disciples out into the world. Thus they were to proclaim my will, my gospel of love. And I instructed them during my life on earth. I myself exemplified a life of love to them and thus enabled my disciples to be true proclaimers of my divine teaching of love. They were to present the urgency of a life of love to people and also make the effects of such understandable to them, and therefore the disciples also had to be able to prove in themselves what they proclaimed to their fellow human beings about it. They had to possess unusual strength and knowledge themselves so that people would recognize the truth of my teaching and then strive to attain perfection themselves. And the first disciples also had unusual strength and knowledge because my spirit was able to fill them, for they had been redeemed through my sacrificial death on the cross, and through their love they were in intimate contact with me. It will now also be understandable to you that only those can be called my true disciples and followers of those disciples who also provide the evidence of being filled by my spirit, who also draw unusual strength from me through a life of love and most intimate contact with me and have truthful knowledge at their disposal which they receive from me myself. It will be understandable to you that not everyone can call himself a follower of my disciples who is given an office by people which only I can bestow, because I know every person's state of maturity and will and therefore also who I choose for such an office. The priesthood cannot be conferred by people, it is an office which I alone have to decide upon. Because people are unable to judge the inner maturity and will of the person they appoint to such an office. And thus you will often find true priests, i.e., servants of God, where you don't suspect them, and you will be allowed to refuse your recognition to those who have made themselves into such, for my calling is part of it which is also to be recognized as such. The individual's inner life is decisive for the relationship a person has with me. And the contract is concluded solely between me and the person, and this truly does not require a third party who would have to determine where I alone make the choice as to whom I send out into the world as my true disciple in order to proclaim the gospel to fellow human beings. If the abilities which allow my spirit to work are not present, then the human being will not be able to carry out proper missionary work either, then he will not be a suitable tool for me, he will not be able to pretend to be my disciple, and then his work will also be unsuccessful, even though he believes that he is doing vineyard work. At the time of my life on earth I chose my disciples myself, and I still do so now, but a servant called by me, who has reached a high degree of maturity, will also be able to judge what task he now has to accomplish, and he will then willingly comply with it because I myself work through and with him and he now also has unusual strength and knowledge at his disposal which impels him to tirelessly work in my vineyard. And these disciples of mine will preach love and live out love. They will stand in right knowledge. They will stand up for me and my name before all the world. Their position in the world will be different from what you humans expect. For they will be active for me in secret but not fear any power they are subject to, for they acknowledge me as their Lord whose instructions they comply with. They serve me if they own free will and are faithful servants to me in the last days before the end. They do not seek external honors and recognition, they do not seek rank and dignity, But they also do not shy away from those who stand in rank and dignity and want to be recognized as successors of the apostles, as successors of those disciples whom I once sent out into the world with the command, "Go and teach all nations." For my right disciples know their mission, and they faithfully seek to administer the office into which I have appointed them. And my right disciples will also not shy away in the last days before the end, when the battle of faith will break out. Then they will confess me in my name before all the world, they will bear witness to me and stand up for me and my kingdom with strength of faith. Amen.